at CU Directs Drive 19 in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm here with Mr. Jeff Schaud. You have multiple titles, I think.
Yes,
should we
I
go
do.
Through this? CU Directs Vice President of Data Products and also President of Intuvo.
That is correct.
So, welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Oh, and a new dad to boot.
That is true, as you can see by the darkness under my eyes. That yes, he's 3 weeks old, gorgeous baby boy. We're doing really well.
Congratulations. There's nothing but fun from here on out,
yeah.
I tell you. All right. Hey, before we get into the topic at hand, how's the conference going for you?
Really great. I mean, this is always one of our most fun conferences because all of our greatest clients are here. It's a lot of times just to get an understanding of what their goals are for the year and really start to think about the things on their mind and how we can help them. So it's a lot more fun than many of the other conferences we come to.
Oh, of course. And it's like a big family reunion. And say, hey, how's it going? That type of stuff. How's the new baby? That
Absolutely.
Type of thing.
All
right.
I've been showing baby pictures the whole day.
Oh, I bet
Don't worry
you.
About it. Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's talk about why credit unions need to be looking at digital marketing today. Because there's so many channels they can go out to now, especially in the digital ecosphere out there. So what's your take on that right now? And then we'll dive in a little bit deeper.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the major goals that we're seeing a lot of credit unions move their digital strategy towards too is how to get more personalization in their messaging. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the great things about credit unions is we tend to have a really great relationship with our members, and we want to carry that from the branch and from the in-person interactions that we have over to our marketing efforts that we're doing. So there's a lot of great technologies available now. There's a lot of great tools and strategies available to really hyper-target your marketing so that you're focusing on the right message for the right member at the right time based upon all of the great data that we have available inside the credit unit. Using the data, we can do really great things with predictive modeling and analytics to really understand, you know, when is this member more likely to be purchasing a new vehicle? When should they be saving for a new baby that they just had?
Yeah.
When should they be moving up in their home or maybe even moving down in their home? And using that data, we can hyper-target the messaging that we're sending to the member so that they, one, are getting things that they're going to really care about, and two, they start to feel like we're really looking out for them and building the right financial relationships for them as a member.
Gotcha. Can you give me some examples of some accomplishments in this area?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're working with a very large credit union in the Bay Area of California. Mm-hmm. They have started hyper-targeting members based upon their age groups, the various financial products that they have, and personal interests that they gather from the member. They have increased their cross-sell ratios 32% over the past year by doing that. Because you basically cut through the fray of, you know, all the mass marketing and emails and things that people are getting, and you're sending these hyper-targeted messages. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, mm-hmm. you actually end up sending less marketing, but you get much higher pull-through rates because people are catching on to something that really means something mm-hmm. to them.
Can you explain hyper-targeting real quickly for us?
Yeah, so hyper-targeting would be, so rather than send you my generic, you know, monthly newsletter that says, hey, we've got some great promotions at the credit union. In fact, we're doing a deal on credit cards at this particular moment. We've also got our auto loan partnerships. And by the way, we also do mortgages. We would take a look at all of the data that we have available to you as a member, looking at the vehicles you already own, the house that you already own, and then even data we can get from external sources like the credit bureaus, real estate databases, and those types of things. And instead, send one key message to you only when we think it's time for you to have that. So we'll start taking a look at your vehicle, how much you've paid down on it, the mileage on the vehicle, actual data on that type of vehicle, and how likely it is that people keep those for a certain period of time and go, okay, he's probably getting ready to sell his Subaru 10 years into it now.
Right.
Let's go ahead and send you an email right now that says, hey, here's some benefits of our auto buy purchase programs right now and our auto purchase rates, and we think this is a great time for you to be seeing this message.
Very nice. Doesn't this stuff still kind of amaze you? It kind of blows you away.
It's
like
totally does.
How personal we can get.
And honestly, we're just scratching the surface. The things that we can start to do with AI, social media data, and those types of things over the coming years, you're going to see more and more and more of this. And the benefit of it is that we're actually able to send the members less messages, but much more relevant messages.
And that's good for the member. That's good for both parties, actually.
Helps everybody overall.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're getting stuff that they really need. And then they're also, I think you're also getting to the message that my credit union really knows me. You know, if they don't know, they're not just shotgunning some message out there.
And that's the whole point as a credit union, is that we want to have that personal relationship. We want to be able to create the best financial future for our members. And these are just tools that help us do that the same way we've done it for years inside the branch, one-on-one, in person. But helping to really scale that as we grow our member bases.
And the significance of this for credit unions, obviously, is, I mean, obviously relevance, personalization, all those types of things, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And the more you do that, the more you're able to get personal, the more cost effectiveness you have as an organization, the more you're able to come back and serve your members.
Indeed, indeed. Talk to me about digital member onboarding. How important is this?
So, you know, as CU Direct, one of our main things that we bring to the credit union industry is our Cuddle platform and indirect auto lending. Mm-hmm. One of the bigger challenges with indirect members is really getting them connected to the credit union and turning them into multiple product members. Digital member onboarding is one of the many tools that we've put together to help our credit unions with this, and we have seen some tremendous gains by doing this. So the idea behind digital member onboarding is that within 24 hours of driving home in my new vehicle, I should be getting digital communications from my credit union, introducing the credit union, helping the member to understand they didn't just buy a car, they just bought a financial relationship. And then in the same way we've been talking about the hyper-targeting, walking them down a specific path that the system has generated for them for their financial future and looking at other financial products they have today, which ones are best to bring over to the credit union at any point in time. And that is in stark contrast to what most credit unions today, which is A, fire up a call center when they get the opportunity, and that gets tough as volume goes up and down, and send mailers on a monthly, quarterly type basis. We're able to be much faster in our communications, much more relevant in our communications, and really help, you know, the buyer really understand, well, gosh, I not only got a vehicle, but I got a financial institution now. And there's some great benefits that they can provide to me.
Indeed. Where can we find out more information on this stuff? Is there someplace on the website we can find stuff?
Yeah, or so most of this is under our Intuvo and data products as part of CU Direct now. Okay. So this is all on the CU Direct website. You can talk to your CU Direct rep and certainly reach out to us at any time.
Right on. Great message to end on, Jeff. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much.
Well done.